Welcome to Tech Bytes, a short and sweet conversation on compelling technologies and ideas in networking and IT. Our sponsor today is ThousandEyes, and we're going to discuss measuring application experience and network performance from the end user perspective. ThousandEyes agents provide visibility into the internet, WAN, and SaaS performance, but the company also offers an end user experience agent that runs directly on employees' devices, so you get a detailed view of the end user experience. Our guests today are Angelique Medina, Director of Product Marketing, and Sumana Manam, Senior Product Marketing Manager. Welcome to the show. And so just to start us off, why would I want or need to measure network performance at the client?
Yeah. So when you think about it and how just the consumption of applications has changed so dramatically, especially over the last 5 years. So there's so many more applications that are now in the cloud. So you think like Office 365 and Salesforce. But then on top of that, you have a lot of changing workforce dynamics where now users are more likely to be working from home or on the road. It's kind of a double-edged sword. You know, you're not tethered to an office, but now, you know, you're kind of always on and always expected to be working. And IT has to figure out a way to support that.
And all that wonderful campus equipment that they built at the headquarters, you may not be even using.
Exactly. It's a little bit like anarchy.
So how does this end user agent work? What is it doing? Is it measuring actual app performance or running synthetic tests?
So it's doing both. You can use it either way. So if you want to understand how a user is interacting with a specific application, you could set up predefined sites or apps that you want to monitor, like Salesforce, and then when they interact with that application, you'll capture their session. Or you could just run synthetic tests, and that gives you kind of a proactive way to understand, you know, are they able to actually even just make a connection? Is the application available? And really get on top of things before a user starts to complain about it, as they will.
Mm. Yes, you want to get to them before they start complaining.
Right. And I think it's also interesting to compare the difference between the user experience and sometimes what you monitor. So many of the visibility tools monitor the network, but not actually the user, right? And those two are not necessarily the same thing.
No, they're not. So you may have a user that's able to connect to an application just fine, but maybe there's something that's on the site. Maybe they're not able to log in, or there might be some component on the site that's creating a problem. And so being able to pinpoint that and know, is it the network or is it the application, just makes it so much easier to kind of figure out what your next steps are in resolving it.
And you said I can schedule these, so it's not something that's just running constantly in the background.
Yeah, exactly. So you just figure out, you know, some interval that makes sense just to kind of keep tabs on how the network's performing to a particular site, and then you can get alerted if there's an issue.
And are there differences between what I'm going to get from measuring a real session and a synthetic transaction?
So you'll see the synthetic transactions are really just looking primarily at the network piece. So they're not going to give you kind of detailed waterfalls or page load metrics where you might get that, or you are going to get that with looking at the real user session. Mm-hmm. So there's some difference in kind of what you're able to see there. But there's pros and cons to kind of using both. And more typically, we find that a lot of folks are using both to understand if there's a connectivity issue, even when a user isn't going to the site. And that's, you know, again, to get ahead of issues before you hear the complaints. Right. And you can also see, you know, just a kind of add that you can look at wireless performance as well. And that can be often a kind of a wild card when it comes to figuring out issues. You know, if there's an issue with an access point, or maybe you're connecting to dodgy Wi-Fi in a hotel or an airport. And so kind of pinpointing that can be really useful.
Right. Because when a user says the network is bad, it could mean it's actually the application, it's actually the WAN, it's actually an AP somewhere.
Yeah, it can mean really anything. Yeah, for sure. Definitely the default complaint.
Well, I think it's important to understand that synthetic tests are different from the real experience. Like having an agent that's on the user's machine genuinely measures the whole thing. And synthetic tests are a little bit different sometimes because the execution is different. It's a simulation. It's that old story between what really happened and a simulation. But the flip side of this is conducting synthetic tests is simpler and cheaper and more consistent, whereas the user experience tends to be more variable. You know, just because the user agent is reporting something's wrong could also mean that the user's laptop is busted as much as it's a networking. So you actually need to have the options to do more than one. It's not a case of one's better than the other. It's a it depends, trademark.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah.
And so when you say you're capturing real user sessions, are you talking about packet capture or just the session interaction?
So we're not really talking about packet captures because, you know, think about it, an IT department would not be able to do packet captures for remote users.
Right.
When we say session data, what we essentially mean is we're tracking page load metrics and waterfalls that show how the web components of these pages are sequentially fetched and rendered on a page when it's loaded by the user. And this data is displayed alongside our end-to-end network connectivity metrics like packet loss, jitter, latency. And then you also have the Thousand Eyes platform's path visualization, which is essentially a blueprint of how a network is traversed. So what this allows you to do is it allows you to correlate the application performance with the network performance.
So, Simona, one of the interesting things about this is the path visualization, which is important, because what you're actually saying is you can actually track the hop-by-hop through some of the networks. It depends on the monitoring you've got in place, but you can actually see the synthetic testing or the user testing and the path that they took across the network.
Exactly, because Thousand Eyes platforms, we have the end user experience agents, but we also have the enterprise agents, we have cloud agents. So we are able to, you know, view data from different vantage points and correlate all of that.
Drill in a little bit more into what the endpoint agent is actually capturing. Am I getting local device information and also information about the local network I'm attached to?
Yes. So whether you're looking at, you know, the old user session performance or you're simply doing the network synthetic tests where you're emulating a user with synthetic traffic, we show you things like CPU utilization and memory used. In addition, we also provide LAN visibility, which, you know, allows you to see the VPN gateway, the proxy. Nice. And we also give you the Wi-Fi visibility, which gives you metrics like information about the access point, the BSSID, the access point signal quality, related data like retransmit rates, throughput, channel, a lot of useful information. Because if you think about it, in an office environment, you have multiple access points, and a user, as they, you know, traverse the office at different points, they could be connected to different access points. So the Wi-Fi health is going to vary in different areas depending on where you are in the office.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. If I'm, you know, in a meeting in a conference room, that I may get a different wireless experience than when I'm at my desk or, you know, in the cafeteria.
Absolutely.
And you can track and report on all that.
Exactly. And if you think about the remote workforce use case, you know, you're talking about consumer grade Wi-Fi at home. So yeah, you have altogether different problems at that point.
Okay. So you're actually tapping the Wi-Fi in the user's laptop and then tracking the wireless parameters. So you're tracking the BSSID and things like that to say how much retransmission is happening in the Wi-Fi in the first hop. So you're not just capturing network information, you're actually saying I can see information because I'm capturing endpoint data.
Correct. So we're talking about from an end user's point of view, what's the first hop? It's the wireless. So we start with visibility at that point.
Okay, that makes sense. So you're collecting a lot of information on this agent. How is it getting back to Thousand Eyes for analysis? And is it going to affect how my endpoint device is performing?
Very good question. The footprint of the end user experience agent on the device is extremely light. You know, it's not meaningful CPU utilization, like less than 0.5%, and very minimal memory is needed, like maybe about 20 megabytes, which is really not all that much. So there's absolutely no impact on the performance of a user's device. Regarding the other part of your question, the data that's collected via the end user experience agent, it's consumed, it's pushed to the Thousand Eyes SaaS platform. And here we can see data across all the users that have these end user experience agents deployed. So if you're talking about grouping users by function or department or geo, you know, you can do all those groupings, you can run various reports, you can score the experience of applications. You know, we have a metric called experience score, which tells you how user's experiences when a page loads. So we give you those kind of subjective metrics as well. And this is not just for like individual users, but you can also look at you know, from an overall point of view at an aggregate, how is the application performing more broadly for all my employees at a given site?
That's important because it's the aggregate data that's also useful. So just being able to look at it by one person, sometimes it could just be their laptop, or, you know, they've got something going on, you know, whatever it is. And sometimes it could be, hang on, if everybody in the location's got a problem, that helps you know it's more likely to be the WAN connection, or it's not just, because sometimes not everybody rings up the help desk and complains. Being able to check.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. You know, and sometimes it's the entire site is performing fine, but only one end user has a problem. So, you know.
Detecting the chair to keyboard interface problem, as we used to call it. Yeah, that problem exists in the between the chair and the keyboard. That's not actually a network fault. Or.
But it still falls to IT to solve that problem.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, meantime to innocence. So this comes down to the it's not my fault or it's not my problem.
Right,
Getting to it's not my problem as quickly as possible or it's not my fault is actually a key part of the parameter here. Yeah,
and, you know, it's also about end user productivity so that one particular user could, you know, complain that, hey, I'm not able to get work done. IT has not resolved my issue.
Yeah. Well, the reverse condition is that there's a power user who always knows that there's something wrong and lodges the fault.
True.
And then when you confirm that everybody's got the same problem, you know that there's actually a problem. So,
So you've actually brought a couple of case studies with you as well about how customers are actually using this.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I think an interesting one that we've seen is that, you know, in particular for certain verticals like healthcare, there's kind of a broader business initiative to reduce costs and move some of the workforce to work from home. So we see this a lot with, for example, call centers or kind of help desk where part of the workforce is going to be working out of their homes. Now, from the standpoint of IT, how do they support this? You know, they have to figure out, you know, how do they maintain good productivity and connectivity to key applications over all of these consumer networks and dealing with these wildcards like, you know, wireless issues potentially. And so this has been useful for not only supporting those workers, but figuring out, you know, from the standpoint of IT, can this be supported? And we've seen some examples where, you know, running a pilot, IT has been able to say to the business that actually we can reduce the number of call centers, but we still need to maintain some in certain regions because, you know, local connectivity just maybe isn't good.
Right. Okay. So they can be more strategic in where they're going to do work from home versus bring everybody to an office.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So really understanding, you know, because I think that, you know, a lot of visibility to the user for IT is really around kind of how do you manage the device? And that's all great. But for the folks who are managing the WAN and trying to figure out how to connect the users to applications, they really need to see the transport layer. They need to understand how the network is performing and be able to correlate that with how users are experiencing an application. And this kind of gives them that very granular network level visibility in order to do that and to tell things like, for example, is it a VPN issue that might be causing performance problems, or is it maybe the actual network underlay itself? So
That's very difficult to troubleshoot, the overlay, the underlay problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
And having any sort of data that can tell you, not so much tell you, but give you insight into where the problem might be occurring is incredibly valuable because diagnosing it can be confusing, especially as we move to public WANs instead of private WANs and using the internet and overlay over the internet. I call that a public WAN. The variability or the change, because, you know, the internet can be fine today, but not tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's best effort delivery. There's no SLA associated with it. I mean, things change. Routing can change. Peering relationships between service providers. So there's a lot of unknowns. It's just much more kind of subject to differences. And then when you take into account the fact that there's users could be anywhere. So now your WAN is kind of, you know, the internet at large, you know, the internet
everywhere.
Just everywhere, right? And all of the enterprise WAN endpoints are just everywhere. So this is really an interesting sort of kind of new world that IT has to deal with. And so, you know, having this kind of visibility where you're able to see effectively everywhere, well, I can see this, you know, the internet, I can see the network as if I had instrumentation there, as if it was my own. And that's really the value to just being able to actually manage within this environment that is just so fraught with change. And there's so much that you just simply don't own.
And you've got one more story in sort of that regard about the WAN being everywhere, of a salesperson who was complaining for months to IT about performance problems, and they just couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's sort of this this kind of sales leaders on the road, you know, as a lot of sales folks are, and he had been constantly been complaining about how he wasn't able to access certain applications, and you know, they had IT that were assigned to this, and it just kept coming up again and again, and they weren't able to resolve the issue. And they figured out later, when they finally got some visibility into the network piece, that he was actually working from a coffee shop, so it wasn't where he had said that he was, and he was tethering to his phone. And you know, because there was some throttling going on, because he was over his data limit, uh-huh. you know, it was causing issues where he just the intermittent sort of quality to the disrupted experience was really due to this network piece. And they were able to see that right away, whereas before they were just kind of in this cycle of like, what's wrong, and let's go through this whole process of figuring out, is it the app or is it his device or is it, you know, something else. So that was really valuable for them to just immediately know what the problem was, and then, you know, that it's done, you know, no more wasted cycles.
Right. 30 seconds as opposed to 30 days.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, that about wraps it up for time. Angelique and Sumana, thank you for being here. And thanks to ThousandEyes for being a sponsor. If people want to know more, where should they go?
Yes, you can go to thousandeyes.com/packetpushers to get more information. Or if you'd like to start using it today to help manage an influx of remote workers, we're providing it free for 90 days. Just go to thousandeyes.com/remote.
Okay, fantastic. That's thousandeyes.com/remote. Thanks, Thousand Eyes, and thank you for listening. You can find this and many more fine, free technical podcasts along with our community blog at packetpushers.net. You can follow us on Twitter at packetpushers, find us on LinkedIn, like us on Facebook, and rate us on Apple Podcasts. And last but not least, remember that too much networking would never be enough.